big yard. That's one God blessing. We had a great big yard.
When you were growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what'd you tell me that nails came in?
Keg.
Okay. What's that metal thing that runs around a barrel to keep the...
Hoops.
Okay. What would you put in the top of a bottle so that what you had in it wouldn't...
Stopper.
Okay. Would you ever call anything else?
Cork.
Okay. What's the difference between a cork and a stopper?
Nothing.
Same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay. What's a little musical instrument that children play? You hold it like this?
French harp.
Okay. Ever call anything else?
Harmonica. Okay. Harmonica, they call it these days.
Yeah, but you call it a French harp.
French harp.
Okay.
Nowadays.
What do you call a little musical instrument that you hold between your teeth and you pick with your fingers and it twangs?
It's a juice harp.
Ah. Okay.
Juice harp.
Did you have one?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece that goes between the horses?
Ton.
Okay. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in.
Shaves.
Okay. If you're talking about the parts of a wagon wheel, and you start with inside, and there's in the middle, there's the hub.
Hub and spokes.
Yeah, and the spokes come out and fit into what? What do you call it?
The main now fit on top of the wheel part.
Yeah.
And the spokes fit into the... I forgot what to call that there. I heard my daddy call it many times, that outside piece of board.
Yeah. Did you ever call it a felly or anything like that?
No, it was... I forgot what Papa called it.
Was it wood too?
Yeah, it was wood. We had an iron wheel wagon. When we married, we didn't have a wood. We had a big wide iron wheel wagon.
The whole wheel.
When I married in 1912, yeah, iron wheel.
Uh-huh.
Wheel and all was iron. We didn't have to fool with driving spokes back wheel back on.
Yeah.
And those we'd have to pour water over them, we'd have to stop about every mile or so. Drive the tar back on, keep them falling off.
Oh, that'd be a lot of trouble.
Well, we've done that come to Denton with our buggy.
Yeah?
The spokes would get loose.
Yes.
The tar would try to roll off. Mm. And we'd have to get out, keep it from running off on us before we got down here to Denton. From Pilot Point.
If you had a buggy and the thing that the traces come back to, in order to hook on, it's a piece of wood that's between the buggy and the horse.
It's traces would have to hitch onto the, I forgot what they call that piece there. Anyhow, I'll hitch a horse and buggy up to it a minute time.
Yeah.
Come to Denton and everything, because we had a little pony and buggy. And yeah. Every time I get ready to go, I'd hitch him up and take off.
Sometimes if you had like two horses, you'd have one of those behind each horse and a bigger one behind both horses.
We didn't have them that way.
Oh, you didn't have that kind.
We had a sari that we had to put two horses to. That was what they called a carriage, old-time carriage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Had tossers on top of it. My daddy-in-law had one of them.
It had what on top?
Yeah, we had a top on with tossers hanging all around like that bedspread in there, around the top of it.
Yeah.
My grandpa had one, and then my papa bought it from him, so we went to town and that whole series.
What were the tossers made out of?
Cloth.
Uh-huh. I bet that was pretty.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Old-time carriage.
If somebody is filling up his wagon at the wood lot and taking it to the house and unloading it, going back, filling up again, and bring it back. And what would you say he's doing with wood?
Hauling wood for the fire.
Okay.
And we hauled plenty of it, and I loaded plenty of it.
Yeah.